Hello, hello, hello. How is everyone doing? So this episode is going to be about the saying that we've all heard this our entire lives, right? Is that your actions have consequence. Your actions have consequence. Every action you take has some type of consequence. But here's the thing we don't ever think about, and that is that your inaction has consequence as well. So when it comes down to it, you kind of got to be like, which one's worse, not taking any action at all or taking action and see what happens, right? Sorry. So our inaction, in my point of view, can actually be so much worse than taking action and trying. Because I personally, like, I would rather be on my deathbed and say, shit, I tried. It didn't work, but at least I fucking tried. I gave it my all. Rather than sitting there or laying there, whatever, and being like, what if? What if I would have just done it? What if I wouldn't have been too scared? What if I would have tried? What if I would have actually put effort into it? What if? Because if you try and you fail, at least you have that satisfaction of knowing that you gave it your all. You actually put the work in. You showed up. You tried. And if it fails, it fails. Not everything in life you're going to be successful at. But I would much rather be there at the end of my life being able to say, I gave my all. I tried my hardest. I did the thing and it didn't work out, but at least I did it. Because how often we sit there not taking action due to that fear, due to being scared, just due to not feeling worthy or good enough or that we're capable, and things end up just getting worse. You go backwards. Your finances go backwards. You go even deeper into that hole you're in. Your health gets worse. Your relationships get worse. Whatever it is that you're not taking these actions with, like, it just gets worse because you're not doing anything to change it. How does that saying go? Like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting the same results. Like, if you're living every day the same and you don't like how that day looks, what the fuck are you going to do to change it the next day? You're just going to do the same thing and hope some miracle happens? Like, I mean, yeah, cool. Sometimes shit happens. Things just fall out of the sky. Magic little psh occur. We call them miracles, you know, whatever. But that's not reality. And in reality, if you want those things to change, you have to take the step forward. I believe that God, like, I do believe in God. So I believe God puts opportunities in front of us all the fucking time. The problem is that most of us are too scared to step into those positions he's presenting us with to actually take advantage of that grander plan that is out there for us, or that bigger opportunity, or that better way of life. Like, you are too scared and too caught up in yourself to take the step and the opportunity that is being given to you, whether it's a job or whether it's running your own business or stepping into a new health journey or whatever it is. Like, you're just too scared, and then you get mad because you're like, I just wish there was a better way, or I want so much better in life, but yet you're sitting there doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results every fucking day, and it's not going to happen. Nothing's going to change unless you put forth change. You have to take the step. You have to push yourself out of that box, out of that comfort zone, if you want something to change. So this one was really short and sweet, but remember that while actions do have consequence, your inaction can be just as bad, if not worse, especially if you're wanting change in your life. So just kind of think about that. If you got any value from this podcast, I would love if you would screenshot it, drop it in your IG stories, tag me at Leslie_Vivian_, and let me know what you think. What was your favorite little nugget? So, I love and appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you later.